Hi, this is Cheryl from Archtop Fiber. I spoke with you a few moments ago.
Yes.
Okay, so I reached out to my supervisor to see if there were any updates that were done because I was out last week on vacation. So she did give me an online utility exchange, and what she said, what you are needing is going to be a code that is provided by us, and you can complete that application online.
Okay, so it, what it where it was stopping me was it for the credit?
Right, check. That's it. So, what is your first name?
Carol, C A R O L.
C A R O L. And the last name?
Callahan, C A L L A H A N.
C A L L A H A N. The first name is C A R O L. And Ms. Callahan, what is your social security number?
053-68-8807.
Okay. And a phone number for you?
845-594-8731.
Okay. That address was 33 Village Drive, and the city is Saugerties.
Correct. Saugerties.
Okay. One, two, four, seven, seven is the zip. All right, I have that report number for you.
Okay, so where am I putting that in?
Okay, do you have your credit check? You still have it pulled up in the system?
I don't, but I can probably get to it pretty soon.
All right.
Okay, so I'm up. I'm doing the building it here, and so I'm up to there's six. I'm up to payment. So now it's asking me for credit information. Now it's asking me for, you know, my social security number and all that here.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead and enter that again here.
All right, so
And so now it's saying there's an issue checking your credit score. It's giving me the same error. There was an issue checking your credit score. It's telling me to try again, contact customer service, or continue with a deposit.
Okay. So when you went to the beginning of the application, did you see anything where it says for a report number?
No. No, I do not.
Asking that supervisor a question. Okay, so she said where it shows you if you want to do a credit check, and you would put your number there. See if you can back up to.
So it's create my account. I put my name and email, phone number, password, billing address, opt into SMS, and then the next screen is the credit information, which is my name, social, date of birth, phone number,
before you
address,
put your name, birthday, and date of birth, did you see anything else? It should have asked you if you wanted to do a credit check. Do you see
right,
that?
Right, it's saying, right.
All right. Yep. Now, do you see anywhere right there where you can put the number?
No, nope, definitely not.
Okay.
I mean, there's something that says I can skip the credit check. But I guess when I do that, then they're going to make me put the deposit down. That's the end of the world, but it's just like...
Okay, she's sending
me a screenshot
of what it should. I've worked
hard on my credit. I got really good credit.
Yeah, she's sending me a screenshot of what it should look like so I can see. And then that way I can ask you, do you see this? And it's right here. Okay, so I'm waiting on the screenshot that she's going to send me.
I have a question for you while we're waiting for that anyway.
Would
you guys contact my old internet company or should I do that?
To cancel that service for your old company?
Right.
All right. Normally the tech advise y'all what to do when they come out.
Okay.
So let me just...
All right. I just don't want to do it until this is done.
Definitely don't call them before you have service.
No.
Now that's what I did.
As bad as it is, I need it.
Look, once I got my service switched, I was, hey, I don't need you anymore.
Yeah.
Please
can't
cancel
wait.
My account. All right. Are you willing to
time.
Do a credit check? All right.
Yes, yeah.
So now it says, are you willing to do a credit check? And you check the little box that said customer agrees to do credit check. And then you look down at the bottom. Do you see something that said OUE report number?
Let me go back. One. No, definitely not, because now it's saying so that it's account. So I'm giving my billing address. I'm opting in for SMS, message and data rate stuff. And then I'm continuing, and that's where it says, this will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of info, and I put a lot of info in. There's no box here that's not filled in by me already.
I'm saying, okay, so when you, the screen she sent me, it asks, are you willing to do a credit check? And you'll hit the little circle beside it that says customer agrees to do credit check.
I'm not even seeing that.
You don't see that?
I've got a continue button down at the right, and when I continue, that's when it says if it's an error, to either try again, contact you, or continue with a deposit.
Hmm. Well, let's just do it this way.
I have a one-time mobile password consent. Maybe that's it. One-time mobile password consent. And that just makes me view the disclosure, which I have to read, and which I did. God, I'm not seeing anything where else where I can add any information.
Okay. 33. All right. Oh, somehow my numlock got turned off. All right. Let's just go on and get you signed up, Miss Carol. I don't know what that is doing. All right, now, is this location going to be in your home or business?
It's my home.
Okay. Okay, so it's showing that your in-service date is going to be 6/30/24, and let me see.
No, let me pick a date of June 22nd.
Okay, that's what I'm going to ask. So can I,
I
change that date?
Yeah, 30th is a Sunday. I don't think they want to do that.
Okay. And you said June 22nd.
Hold on a second. Let me send a one-time password to the phone number. Maybe I didn't make a question. Hold on. Maybe if I just unchecked something.
Okay.
Hold on. It's asking me questions now. Maybe I needed to uncheck.
Okay. That's fine.
Hold on. Let's see. Let's see. Maybe it's, that doesn't apply to me. Question number two. December 2022. Oh, I don't know the answer to that. Let's see. This is even me. Hold on a second. Ask me about my checking account.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to keep going. Let's see. I unchecked the box. Maybe that's...
Take your time.
Now it says I'm approved. My credit check is approved. Select the payment method.
Okay.
Okay. Just get my debit card.
Maybe you didn't know it. Look, maybe you didn't need the report number. You just needed to run it.
So then you have your own service as well, and you have the fiber?
The fiber, yes.
I know you work for them. You're going to say it's great because you work for them, but no, maybe not. Maybe it's I just can't even imagine. I'm even stuck with this other stuff so long. I can't wait to get something that works. And is, I assume there's going to be someone that's going to let me know whether or not I want to, okay, auto pay. If I do auto pay and bill, people are billing, I can save $10 a month, which is like, why not?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, why not? Okay. All right, let's see. But it didn't do that. It would be a pain in the ass here.
It didn't do what?
It only took off 5 a month instead of 10. Let me just go back and see if I did something wrong there. So, credit check was approved, debit or credit card, opt into auto pay. Yeah, sign up for both auto pay and people who are still going to get $10 off your bill each month.
Right, you have to sign up for both of them in order to get that off.
Right. Receive a $5 for auto pay via credit. I'm confused. Let me read the two and you tell me what I'm doing wrong here now. Sign up for both auto pay via ACH and paperless billing and get a $10 bill off each month to receive 5 months of auto pay. Okay, so what's ACH? I guess that's what it is. I don't know what ACH is.
That means it's going to automatically charge your card. So say your payment date is on the 10th, on the 10th of every month, you'll get that charge. Sometimes, depending on if it falls like on a weekend or a holiday, it may be a day or two delayed on that charge. But yes, that's what ACH means. It's going
to it says two different things here, though. It says a $10 credit for both. But you receive a $5 a month discount if it's via credit or debit card. So the ACH must be something different. It's $10 if you do ACH and paperless. It's $5 if you do credit, debit, and paperless.
Okay, so you're putting
automatic
your account number. You're putting your account number.
All right, so then I'll change that then. It's the same, coming out of the same account.
And it's coming out the same account.
I get it now. Right. My debit card's in the same account as my checking, so it doesn't matter to me. Okay, that's what it is. So let me do that. Answer. I understand now. Oh, that should be my routing. I think that's right. Yes, that made the difference. I get it now.
Okay,
all right.
Got it.
All right, so almost the finish line. Take a second, double check. One getting you fiber, automatic and paperless, $7 a month, free installation, monthly charge. So I mean, this is probably so the 10th of the month, not versus the 15th or the 22nd.
What was that, ma'am?
You said the 10th of every month.
No, I just picked a date. So
you just picked a date.
Oh, just a random date.
I said you're not even installing until the 22nd. Okay, I get
right.
That. You were
just
giving me
throwing
an
out an example. Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. All right, now click submit order and let's see. Did I forget to close out? All right, submit order. It doesn't want to seem to do anything. I'm very needy today. I don't know what's going on.
That's okay.
All right, I'm seeming to be stuck. I don't see anything I didn't fill in. Oh, because I got to read the terms and conditions. I thought I just did that.
Right, check that little box that you agree.
Right.
Read. Which I'm so guilty of just checking the box because I'm always in a hurry.
Somebody needs that.
Move on. Okay, I agreed to it. Okay, you're right. I did. Because I just hit that box and I kept going.
Oh, no. Jump up. Okay. Come on.
Oh my God, she's longer than I was expecting. Man, again, I'm sure this is all just the standard.
Okay, and I know you said that you got an email today. Did the email have a promotion code on it?
The email just said your street is now connected. We're thrilled to announce that you've been waiting. What you've been waiting for is ready and available.
Okay.
Now there is no promotion code.
Because what gig are you getting? The 1 gig or the 2 gig?
The one, yes.
Okay.
The one.
Did you see an option for the 2 gig?
I did. I don't need that much. I don't have any.
Okay, because what I was going to tell you, with the option of the 2 gig, it'll be the same price as the 1 gig because they do have a promo code for that 2 gig.
Okay, and where would that have even been? Yeah, they didn't even send me anything like that, so.
Okay, I'm saying.
I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
You know, only because here's the other thing. I don't get used to that and then be like, it's that much more money. I'm at 300 MBP right now, so 1 gig is going to be like a whole new world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
So you ain't got nobody in your house doing a lot of gaming and
right.
All of that.
No.
Okay.
There's only three of us even live here. We're fine.
All right.
I'm almost there. I'm almost done reading the.
Take your time.
Yep. Payment wall. Oh, come on. There was an error with the payment if you provided. Please check. I may have put the, let's see if I put the routing.
Okay.
The routing number for the bank. Hold on. I put it wrong, right? Which, did I, is it one? Is that right? Oh, so that's fine. Like that? Go ahead. My son happens to be,
Okay.
I had my routing number, my account number backwards. Okay. Let's see if now it's creating payment wall and creating accounts. Adding products. Installation. Order's complete. Next Saturday between 8 and 10.
Okay.
Thank you so much for all your
help. You are quite welcome. And I pray you have a great rest of your weekend. And thanks for taking my call back from Archtop Fiber.
Thank you. Have a good weekend yourself.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.